Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yesterday we started the chapter Babul Wara'i wa Tarki Shubhat, the chapter on piety and abstaining from those things that are doubtful. So today we do the first hadith under this chapter. Very, very comprehensive hadith, very in-depth hadith as far as meaning is concerned. عن النعمان بن بشير رضي الله عنهما قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول إن الحلال بين وإن الحرام بين وبينهما مشتبهات لا يعلمهن كثير من الناس فمن اتقى الشبهات استبرأ لدينه وعرضه ومن وقع في الشبهات وقع في الحرام كالراعي يرعى حول الحما ويوشك أن يرتع فيه ألا وإن لكل ملك حما ألا وإن حما الله محارمه ألا وإن في الجسد مضغة إذا صلحت صلح الجسد كله وإذا فسدت فسد الجسد كله ألا وهي القلب متفق عليه. Hazrat Nu'man ibn Bashir radiallahu anhu narrates that I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that halal, those things that are permissible, those things that are lawful are clear, and haram, those things that are unlawful are also clear. But between these two, they are doubtful things. Between these two, they are doubtful things about which many people have no knowledge. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes on now to explain that whoever abstains from these things, in other words, whoever abstains from this doubtful things, which are doubtful, has protected his religion and his honor. So the first favor a person has done by staying away from anything that is doubtful is a person protects his religion, his deen. He protects his deen and he protects his honor. And people will know him. People will know that this person is very cautious. He's very meticulous. He's not a person that takes chances. As far as the world is concerned also, people will know. People categorize that this man is a man that takes a lot of chances. And this man is a straight man. He doesn't waver this way. He doesn't waver that way. Anything that is doubtful, this man is out of it. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, telling us that فَمَنِتَّقَ الشُّبُهَاتِ إِسْتَبْرَعَ لِدِينِهِ وَعِرْضِهِ. That person who abstains from doubtful things, he has protected his religion, his deen, and he's protected his honor. People will respect this man for being a straight man. And whoever gets involved, then after Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is sounding a warning, whoever gets involved in doubtful things is bound to be involved in the unlawful haram. Person is going into the doubtful category now. Anything takes, this thing is doubtful, not sure, whatever. He's bound, he's heading straight for haram. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, waqa'a fil haram, he will definitely end up in haram. Just by this attitude he got of taking and participating and getting involved in those things that are doubtful. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave a nice example. He's like a shepherd who grazes his sheep near a private sanctuary. In those days, the kings had a private area for their sheep. In other words, these are for the royal sheep. It belongs to the royal family, belongs to the king, etc. So they had a private pasture. In other words, their animals also wouldn't graze with all the other animals of the public. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is giving an example that if you're going to allow your animals to start grazing close to that private sanctuary, that private area where it's exclusive for the royal family, you're going to let your animals go close. They haven't gone yet there. But because they're grazing close, it's very likely that they will overstep the mark, those animals, and they will go into that private area because you allow them to go close. But if you kept them far away, those animals wouldn't have gone, or they won't go into that private area. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is likening this private area of the kings that they use for their animals as those things that are haram, unlawful for us. Those things are not permissible. Like how it's not permissible for a person to take his animals into that area. So there are things that are haram. And then Rasulullah sallam is explaining this part. He said, just like a shepherd who grazes his sheep near a private sanctuary, he's bound to graze his flock there. In other words, he's bound, his animals are bound to go and end up in the haram. Like that, if we go into the doubtful area, we are going close to those things that are haram. We are going to end up in the haram area. What a nice example. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, listen, every king has a private sanctuary, and the private sanctuary of Allah Ta'ala is comprised of those things which He has made haram. Those things that Allah Ta'ala has made haram, it is the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He knows the wisdom why He made it haram. That is the private sanctuary. Don't even go close to that by going into the doubtful things. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there is a piece of flesh in the body, the nature of which that is, if this flesh is sound, this flesh is good, the entire body will be sound. And if this flesh is unhealthy, the entire body will be unhealthy, and that is the heart. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not speaking about the physical side of things, but the spiritual, ruhani side. That a person's heart is good, everything that emanates from this person will be good. A person is one that he doesn't have a good heart, his heart is not good, then his actions, it actually reflects in his actions, the way he behaves, the way he talks, the way he interacts with people, there's actually a reflection of what is in a person's heart. So therefore it is very, very important to ensure that Allah Ta'ala makes it such. We must ensure we do the effort from our side and make dua to Allah Ta'ala that He makes it such that this heart becomes right. If the heart becomes right, the whole body becomes right, everything becomes right of a person. Now with regards to this particular hadith, so many of the great, great people would quote this hadith. In fact, Imam Abu Dawud rahmatullah alayhi, he compiled his Abu Dawud Sharif from approximately 500,000 ahadith. He selected approximately 5,000. So from 500,000 he selected 5,000 for his kitab. And then from these he said, there are four hadiths that is sufficient for a person's deen. Four hadiths that are sufficient for a person's deen, from 500,000 to 5,000, and from 5,000 there are just four hadiths. And one of the hadiths mentioned is this hadith, that if a person, it's as though that this is 25% of a person's deen. That what is halal is clear, what is haram is clear, what is doubtful, stay out, don't even get close to it. And this is such an easy policy for us to adopt, such an easy policy for us to adopt, that if we're not sure of something, for example, somebody has given us a box of juice, now we don't know what the ingredients is, whether it's halal, whether it's not halal, person is not sure, somebody is telling him that it's not, something is wrong here, somebody is saying, okay, all he needs to do now is he drinks water. Person drinks water, is there anything doubtful there? A person is tempted to eat some type of a chocolate, he doesn't know, he's not sure about it. So what he does, he takes an apple. Is there anything doubtful in the apple? So like that, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us, leave out those things that are doubtful. There are so many things that are halal, clear. Eat those things, engage in those things. As far as goods that are concerned, somebody will say that it's grey stock. It can't be, you can't get that item at this price. It must be stolen goods. Now we're not sure. So what we do is we leave it out. Let us take something that we are sure about. So this is in every aspect of our life, there will be things that we are sure about, there will be things that we are unsure. Simple rule is that when there is a doubt, stay out. And this is actually coming from our deen. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling, if you have this type of policy, you'll protect your deen and you'll protect your respect also in society. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. We mentioned four hadiths of Abu Dawud that is sufficient for a person's deen. Just to recap, the first one is innama al-amalu bin-niyat, that actions are only judged by intention. In other words, your intention must be right for whatever you do. The second was this hadith, al-halalu bayyin wal-haramu bayyin. The third was, min husni islamil mar'i tarkuhu ma la ya'ni, from the beauty of a person's deen, from the beauty of a person's Islam, is he leaves out those things that don't concern him. It's not my story, why must I listen to it? It's not my affair, why must I ask and delve into what's happening in the next man's affair? I leave it out, min husni Islam. This is from the beauty of a person's deen, that he leaves out those things that don't concern him directly. And the fourth is that لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه. None of you is a true believer until he loves for his brother what he loves for himself. What a beautiful hadith. That you can't be a true believer until you love for your brother what you love for yourself. So a person who is doing someone else down, he should think to himself, am I a true believer? I wouldn't like somebody to do me down. I wouldn't like somebody to pay, to delay in payments towards me. Why am I doing it to my brother? If I'm doing it to my brother, it means I'm not a true believer. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that if you're a true believer, you love for your brother what you love for yourself. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al-mursaleen. Alhamdulillah.